Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you by how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you woke up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip the heavy bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Welcome to the Candy Shop. I'm your favorite host at Kenya TSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. But today I'm super excited to have you guys rocking out with me here at the Candy Shop, where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions, because you know that I got you. Now, I don't know how your weekend was. Whatever you had going on, here in the Candy Shop, we always have a way to make things better. And that's by kicking it off with a waiting to exhale moment. That's when we take a moment and pause for the cause and get ourselves together. It's very simple. It's a breathing technique that I use on a regular basis. And as a matter of fact, I had to use it at the start of today's show to prepare for the turn up. It's very simple and easy. Only thing you do is breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. Now, in order for it to work and be effective, you must repeat these steps about 3 to 4 times consecutively. And I'm promising you, if you would just breathe in a new start and exhale all the crazy stuff, you can change the atmosphere of your day. So there's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. So breathe in. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale. exhale. Now, if you repeat these steps about 2 or 3 more times, I'm promising you whatever has you frustrated will slowly begin to lose its power. But it's only fair and it's only right that you guys have had the opportunity to vent, that I get the chance to do the same.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weed, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men, we just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
As I get ready to celebrate my 29th birthday, I have so many save-the-date details that you guys definitely want to mark on your calendar, like the 3rd Annual Music Business Empowerment Conference that's going down September 15th through the 17th, as well as how you can help me celebrate my birthday and the 5-year anniversary of the Candy Shop. But it's only right that we celebrate the Candy Shop with a man who has blessed us each and every year. And I mean each and every year he would come in on my birthday throughout the year and share some amazing words of wisdom, and he never failed to do so this year as well. And we're going to keep it going. Here's words from Pastor Turner. This is Trouble to Transition right here live in the Candy Shop.
Even after the birth of Christ, there still seemed to be an ominous and ongoing effort of evil to sabotage or to stop the plan, the providence of God. The name Jesus denoted saving, salvation. In Jesus one could find healing. In Jesus one could find joy. In Jesus one could find hope. In Matthew chapter 2, King Herod has issued a bounty for the Christ child. Mary and Joseph, his parents, in an effort to protect the Messiah, God incarnate, the Anointed One, travel westward to Egypt. Trouble has caused a transition. Friends, sometimes in order to protect what God has given you and what God has given me, the gift he has bestowed upon us will also require a move of us and from us as well. Their trouble, Mary and Joseph's trouble, was Herod, and he merely provided transportation or transition to their next place. In essence, their trouble moved them into their next place. An angel then gives this word of warning to Joseph in a dream, with further instructions to stay in Egypt until Herod, i.e., the trouble, is dead. That is, that which troubles you will have and did have an expiration date. Friend, as with the family of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, your family has had a Herod, its share of trouble, maybe its share of trouble this season. But the good news this holiday season is that God says your trouble too has an expiration date. Why? Because trouble don't last always.
Those were very special words from Pastor James A. Turner Jr. here live in the Candy Shop. As I celebrate my 29th birthday each and every year, he will help me celebrate my birthday. He will help us celebrate the anniversary. So I figured it was only right and only necessary that we continue the tradition here. Now, of course, save the date details are coming up for the Music Business Empowerment Conference that is going down September the 15th through the 17th in just a matter of minutes. Miss Arlinda Garrett is making her way into the Candy Shop for candid conversation and exclusive details. And of course, I got all the details on how you can help me celebrate my 29th birthday and the 5-year anniversary of the Candy Shop all week long. So tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into all the fun. This is so special. I got to play this record for the Voices in My Head segment because I was going through some messages between myself and Pastor Turner, and he actually sent me this song a few years ago as a birthday gift via Facebook, and it is such an on-time record for all the things that I had to go through. Here's the wine, is We're Gonna Be All Right, right here live in the Candy Shop as we celebrate Pastor James A. Turner Jr. as well as my 29th birthday. Turn on.
We have a song that speaks and addresses that situation. It simply says, it's gonna be all right. Because that's just the way he planned it. Because the race isn't given to the swift. It isn't given to the strong. But to him that endured to the end.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. It's Sha Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghost Shay, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair, and you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Flavors, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl, down, grab a bite of candy.
That was was a very special tribute to Pastor James A. Turner Jr. here in the Candy Shop. If you're following me on social media, it's on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Twitter, I'm actually going to post the message of him sending me that record, The Wine Is Gonna Be All Right, back in 2012, as a birthday gift back then. And it still is the perfect gift he could give me for all the stuff that I've been through this year, just a reminder that it's going to be all right. So shout out to Pastor James A. Turner Jr. for rocking out with us. It's your solar eclipse after party. If you're following me on Facebook, you're enjoying the behind-the-scenes live of the Candy Shop. So follow at KenyaTST on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Kenya the Sweetest Thing here in the Candy Shop. Shout out to all my people that are live on Facebook right now. I appreciate you. I got a lot of save-the-date details for you, so tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. It's officially Kenya Week. Tomorrow, August the 22nd, you get the opportunity to kick it with me at my birthday link up. It's $2 Tuesdays at Dugan's. That's 777 Ponce de Leon Avenue. No dress code. Some real good drink specials, a lot of fun, some really good food, nothing crazy. It's date night at the gun range on my 29th birthday, which is Thursday, so I definitely want you guys to turn up with me and enjoy the fun. And if show some love from all over the world. You can be whatever and show some love. Social media and I get it. On the 25th, Tasha Cobb Leonard is celebrating her new album release, and we're going to be in the building with them at the Dream Center Church. And then Sunday, August the 27th, I want you to party with me at worship. Center of Hope is my home church now, and I want you guys to come out and hang with me at 492 Roy Huey Road in Riverdale, Georgia, to conclude the five-year anniversary celebration and to conclude my 29th birthday celebration. Not only should you be saving those dates, you guys, if you are interested in the music business, I mean as an artist, a manager, a promoter, you see yourself as an executive, you know music. Well, I have a lady who has been putting on for the past 3 years a conference that can definitely show sharpen your tools. Save the date, September the 15th through the 17th. There'll be 3 days and three stages at the 3rd Annual Music Business Empowerment Conference. And no one better to get you ready for it than Miss Arlinda Garrett, the CEO and founder. Coming up in just a matter of moments, Miss Arlinda Garrett will be making her way into the Candy Shop. But here's new music on this New Music Monday from Colonel Loud. It's Paul Estimate, Shaking My Head. Up next, we talk live to Arlinda Garrett right here live in the Candy Shop.
Baby, drop in a second for me. If it matters, don't take it from me. Where you kiss me and where you pick me. Yeah. Girl, you got me shaking my head like.
I just wanna lay up with you all day. Baby, we ain't gotta leave. We can chill and watch a little TV. Roll a couple backwoods, have a couple glasses of Clico. I ain't in no rush, I want a free show. Can I get a peep show? A little foreplay? Why you think I'm winning about the pole? Man, I ain't got a trick off on the strip in the club. Got a bad little bitty of my own in my home. I dare you a sexy little mom. Got me shaking my head in the mouth.
Let me lick you up and down.
Then you say stop, I'ma keep going in this mouth.
And I don't see nothing wrong.
With a little bump of grind, girl, you know your is the bomb.
And I don't see nothing wrong.
With a little bump of grind, beat it from the bed like a dog.
Baby, drop in the second for me. If it matters, don't take it from me. Where you kiss me and where you pick me. Girl, you got me shaking my head like. Got me like. Girl, you got me shaking my head like. Got me like. Girl, you got me shaking my head. Baby, drop in a second for me. If it matters, don't take it from me. Where you kiss me and where you pick me. Yeah. Girl, you got me shaking my head like.
Now I just wanna spend all my time with you. I ain't even think about the money, girl. I even cut my phone off. Let me take a ride with you, slide with you off in the drop top. Baby, you already know what's going on. I'm thinking this is cold grits. with a set of double D. The way she squeeze up in the jeans and gotta walk so mean. The way she strutting down the street in the red bottle, my hair to put on the team. Hot, you a sexy little muff. Got me shaking my head in the muff. Girl, you look so good when you ride on the wood. Got your eyes rolling back in the muff.
And I don't see nothing wrong
with a little bumper grind, girl, you know your is the bomb.
And I don't see nothing wrong
with a little bumper grind beating from the bed like a dog.
Baby, driving the second from me. If it's mine, then don't take it from me. Why you kiss me and why you down? Baby, you got me shaking my head like. Got me like. Girl, you got me shaking my head like. Got me like. Baby, driving the second from me. If it's mine, then don't take it from me. Why you kiss me and why you pick me? Yeah. Baby, you got me shaking my head like.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. It's the Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghostchat, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Flavors, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best of believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl, down, grab a bite of candy.
On any given Monday, we had to sneak in some new music. And on this new music Monday, that was new music from Colonel Loud right here live in the Candy Shop. And it's only necessary and right to get some Colonel Loud all because I'm welcoming to the Candy Shop a lady who actually doesn't even need an introduction. She holds us down so much, the CEO and founder of Common Attraction Promotions. And she's also the CEO of the 3rd Annual Music Business Empowerment Conference, which is going down September the 15th through the 17th. Miss Arlinda the garage alive in the Candy Shop. How you feeling, Queen?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I am magnificent. Super excited to have you in the building once again. Before we go any further, I just want to thank you for an amazing conversation.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Always holding us down, always making it super, super easy to get in the know, to be edutained. First things first, how have you been since the last time we spoke with you, sweetheart?
I have been just amazing. You know, we won Song of the Year, California, for Colonel Loud. So I was at the ASCAP Award during the BET, and we were presented with Song of the Year from ASCAP. So amazingly blessed, highly favored, all of the good stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. This year it goes down again. Congratulations to you all. And you are already starting off with testimonials on reasons why people should make it their business to be at the Music Business Empowerment Conference, because it runs you the risk of getting very, very well seen. This year it is going down September the 15th through the 17th. Now, for those who may just now be jumping on the bandwagon and they've missed the first two conferences, what is the Music Business Empowerment Conference?
It is a organization that I put together for the edutainment of the average individual that would like a career in the business. This means not just the artists, but the managers, especially the mommy managers and daddy managers. It gives them the opportunity to not have to travel to places like New York and L.A. We bring those VPs in to meet the people here locally. They're loving it. The record labels are loving it. It's an outlet for them to have an opportunity to give back. You get opportunity to network. You will also be able to showcase your talent. You'll have one-on-one interactions within the conference. It's just an amazing event. It's really designed to educate and entertain all at the same damn time.
That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of killing two birds with one stone, getting information, having fun, and learning and perfecting the craft all at the same time, the Music Business Empowerment Conference is basically open to all and is welcoming all artists. Now, last year and the year before that, you had the opportunity to perfect the conference. What are some things that will be going on that's different this year at the conference?
Well, this year we actually have people coming in from the digital aspect. We have TuneCore, we have StreamCut Media. You can Google any of these companies and see what they're really about. But what they're going to do is show you how to monetize your digital platform. So many of us in this urban market have figured out how to get followers, how to have people tagging and retagging and posting and reposting, but you don't know how to get to the money, whether you sing or not. That's your personal, that's your content. Nobody should be reposting and getting money or getting paid on this but you, okay? And a lot of people, because they don't have the knowledge of how, so to speak, there's a back part of this in a, this social media. So that's what we're going to show you. But you have to be in the house in order to learn. You got to be there to learn. You can't learn it by being just at the parties, just at the showcasing. You have to come and attend the panels during the daytime. And we have question and answer sessions.
And speaking of joining the panel, being in the building, being present, being active, so many people, they even get it confused when they see like a Cardi B. They think it happens overnight, or so many artists think it's one specific formula, like I just need the hit and everything else is going to come to me. How important is that artist, that the artist within themselves, not just the manager, how important is it for artists to learn the business aspect of the music business or part of just providing music?
You know, it's really important, and what I want to say with and segue into this is that it's not necessary for you to know every single aspect. You need a good overall view. I kind of use the analogy, you need to know how to count and subtract to keep up with your money, right?
Right.
So you don't have to keep books, and you don't have to know how to do all that, but you do not need the basics. So this is what we're giving you. You can get the basics and bring your people with you. Bring your team. I know that in today's market, you don't have the money a lot of times. I'm not going to say not everybody, but a lot of times most of us don't have the money that is required to hire a team that has the experience and knowledge and know-how. So build your team. Build it with your buddy next door, your partner that you grew up with. Build it with your home girl or your mom or your dad. But they need to know the ins and outs of the business. Like you said, I have so much respect for Cardi B. Do I love the music? It's not my favorite, but I have my own style of music that I do like. But I love her drive. I love the fact that she would not take no for an answer. And she did not stop until she got off that pole and she's making money. She's now transitioned those views that she's conjured up, you know? She's awesome. I got so much respect for this young lady. And if it's any way I can get her to walk through this conference, I will. Also, I meant to tell you, we do have Young Jack is going to make an appearance for the kickoff on Friday night. We partnered with 945 The Streets. So we got radio.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
hello?
Ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard something beeping. I thought I lost you. But, we have Young Jock. We have a host of celebrities that are going to stop in, so you never know who you're going to bump into. I would say get your packages ready, get your music ready. If you don't have the money to perform, we have 100 bags that we will be filling with your product, and we're going to pass this out to these major record label execs, to the distributors, to the program directors. We've got programmers coming in from Columbus, from Raleigh, North Carolina. They're coming in. They're calling and say, hey, can I get on your panel? Because this is our third year, and it's really going to be an amazing event. I just hope that the people that are within our listenership gets the idea. Go to the website, check it out, go into the gallery, see who's been here already, look these people up. Everything is there. It's laid out for you.
Now, one great thing about the Music Business Empowerment Conference, if you guys are just tuning in, we're talking to, I know her as Kitty Kardashian. I'm having to catch myself, but we got our Linda Gary here in the Candy Shop. Tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. One great, I believe, advantage about the Music Business Empowerment Conference is the opportunity to network that it grants you. You speak in regards to how important it is for a person to be in the building, but how important is it for a person to get in the building but also learn how to work the room? Do you guys speak in regards to how to get in a room and actually network and what to say to people and the do's and don'ts of approaching these record executives? Because I think a lot of people are just off with how they come about themselves.
Well, and that, you know, that I can't change. You've got to figure that out. You need to kind of, I think, you know, surround yourself with professional people who know how, like you said, who know how to talk, who know how to be respectful and walk up to somebody and say, hi, excuse me, my name is Arlinda Gary. Here's my card. Here's my package. And these people are open. They're receptive to you. When they come to these this conference, when they come to this conference, one of the things that I require from them is an open attitude and an open and receptive spirit, because I'm not bringing people in who aren't more like me. I'm very open. People would laugh and joke about me. I'll talk to the doorknob if I thought I could get a conversation. So it's no reason not to. I think fear, which is a false information about reality, fear holds people back from really seeing what God has for them. Be bold. Step out. You understand? But come like you got some sense. Come like you're serious about the business. Don't come up in there playing. Come serious. We can have a good time and be serious and get some things done. Kenya Kardashian, you know firsthand, I'm the first one who loves to have a good time. But when it comes time to that B-I-G, the business, I'm the first one up. So, you know, just surround yourself with people who are like-minded, that are positive, energetic, and unafraid. Take that step.
That is definitely what's up. If you guys are just tuning in, Miss Arlinda Garrett, the CEO and founder of the Music Business Empowerment Conference, is live in the Candy Shop. 3 days, three stages, September 15th through the 17th is going down at the Renaissance Concourse, Atlanta Airport Hotel. You can log on to musicbeconference.com for more information and to register right now and get in on this amazing goodness. Now, who are some of the individuals that will take part in the 2017 Music Business Empowerment Conference?
Beside our distribution team, you've got Patchwork Recording. You have the RIAA, or the people who certify gold and platinum records. You'll have the lawyers, Kendall Mentor, Heather Beverly, Frankie Beverly's daughter-in-law. These are big, powerful attorneys. You'll have Azeem Rashid, Executive VP over at Capitol Records. Juliet Jones, she's an EVP over at Atlantic Records. So we have just an array of people from all walks and every industry, publishing, the legal, the songwriters. We have producers. We'll have a DJ panel on Sunday. We also have an international gospel or inspirational stage on Sunday. I call it the Sunday brunch. Okay, where we have performers and an open forum for questions and answers. And then we have the DJ panel right after that. So we have 3 days of events that I promise you. And it is so inexpensive. College kids, I think, are getting in for $30, $35 for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
That's an average of $10 a day. The whole weekend is $50. You know what I'm saying? So there's no reason not to be there. We even have day passes this year because some people can't spend the whole 50 because they can't come every day. So come the day that you can and spend the $25. It's an investment in yourself. And you
that
can buy the tickets online.
Not only are they bringing you the information, the education that you need, they're making it affordable, accommodating your pockets. I salute you guys and continue to show as much love as I can in the candy shop because it's so amazing to have people like you giving back to the community, enlightening people, encouraging people. This year, the 3rd Annual Music Business Empowerment Conference is going down September the 15th through the 17th. 3 days, 3 stages. You don't want to miss it. The Renaissance Concourse, Atlanta Airport Hotel. Log on to MBEconference.com for more information as well as a way for you to register for the event. Before you get out of here, Ms. Arlinda Garrett, anything you would like to tell the people and let them know how they can follow you on social media as well as get information about the Music Business Empowerment Conference?
Absolutely. My Twitter at Arlinda G M B E Music Business Empowerment. Very easy. IG hashtag MBE Conference. And of course our email, MBECmusic@gmail.com. The website again, MBEconference.com. And one thing I'd like to say, I could not have done this. One, for the grace of God, and two, for the amazing team, the MBE team that God has placed with me. I call these people my teammates. They don't work for me, they work with me, and they do their due diligence. So I want to thank you guys if you're listening, and also my friends over here at the candy shop. I love you, Kenya Kardashian.
Meow, this is Kitty. I love you so very much. Congratulations in advance.
I love you back, darling.
Everything. You are so awesome. I definitely want you to enjoy the remainder of your Monday. Enjoy the rest of the show. And congratulations in advance on another amazing Music Business Empowerment Conference, Queen.
Thank you, darling. You have a spectacular day.
Make sure you guys support absolutely everything Arlinda Garrett has going on, the Music Business Empowerment Conference. Continue to rock out with the candy shop. Save the date, September the 15th through the 17th. It's going down 3 days, 3 stages. You don't want to miss it. Of course, save the date. This week is Kenya Week, so you get the chance to party with me. My mama is tuned in. Shout out to my mama. Tomorrow it goes down August the 22nd. We're linking up at Dugan's on Punt, 777 Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta. I get there about 7 o'clock. 7:30, I'll be there till 11. We rocking out going to club rush after that. I'm turning 29 and we turned up. Thursday, meet me at the gun range. 2-week shoot for $30. It's going to be really, really crazy. Friday, Tasha Cobb album release celebration at the Dream Center Church. And then Sunday, we party at worship. Come meet me at church. It's going down at Center of Hope. That's 492 Roy Huey Road in Riverdale, Georgia. And we just got a party this whole entire week. My birthday is Thursday. I'm turning 29. I hope to see you guys out. So save the date. Save the date, save the date. This has been an amazing episode. Mark your calendars, the Music Business Empowerment Conference, Kenya Week, the Solar Eclipse, the darn dear laid everybody out. This is the after party. I hope you guys enjoyed. I will see you guys next Monday, as this was a tribute to Pastor Turner. Shout out to each and every one of you. Follow me on Facebook, Kenya Kardashian, at Kenya TSC, on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And I will see you guys next Monday right here live in the Candy Shop. Well, I got more new music on this New Music Monday to leave you super turned up. Here's music from Salento. It's called Wild. Shout out to Miss Arlinda Garrett. Make sure you register now at MBEconference.com for the 3rd Annual Music Business Empowerment Conference. I will see you guys next
What's
Monday.
What's up? Okay, it's your boy Salento. This time, you already know who it is. Yeah. They taking my style. They loving me now. They know I go wild. Crowd loving me now, 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 now. Let's get wild, 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 wild right now. Yeah. They taking my style. They loving me now. They know I go wild. Now, 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 now.
vacation. Overseas to Belize, overseas to Dubai. Staying hot like a hot pocket. We hot, you can't sit with us. Dial, then I gonna pick it up. Talk cash, then I'm picking up. Call me up, yeah, I'm picking up. Phone line doing numbers. Digits, yeah, I get commas. Mem pad going stupid, memo pad going crazy. Already know they don't read it. They checking my style.
Check it.
They loving me now.
You love it.
They know I go out. Crowd loving me now, 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 now. Checking my style.
Check it. Ooh.
They loving me now.
Okay. Yeah.
They know I go out.
Ooh.
Crowd loving me now. Now, 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 now. Let's get wild, 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 wild right now.
Silento, silento.
I ain't about to pie down.
No.
I'm about to dumb out now.
Yeah.
If you ain't about what we about,
ooh,
you better go and sit down.
Hey.
I'ma dance, I'ma dance.
Cool.
She gon' work, she a fan.
Man.
Draw the number on purpose.
On purpose.
Girl, I'm a real man.
Ooh.
Yeah, this game might hurt you.
Yeah.
I'ma buy her a Birkin purse.